MLive's Angela Whitrock joins Current State every Monday morning to stir up area business and the economy and other money stuff. And I'm just back from Mexico, so everything is news to me this morning, even more so than usual. I gather you were among the first, and possibly the first, to report on the tax dollars that the city of Lansing will be getting out of the Blue Cross Blue Shield bill. And that is some serious bucks, right?
Yes, it's going to be about $600,000 annually. Originally, that tax money wasn't set to come online until 2015. But Andy Shore, our state rep here in Lansing, actually introduced an amendment to the Blue Cross Blue Shield legislation, which is basically turning that entity from a nonprofit into a different type of tax-paying nonprofit. And what happened was there was an inadvertent oversight, they say, that allowed the company to continue to not pay taxes for an additional year.
Yeah.
Shore's amendment fixed that. So now in Lansing, where there's a BCBS building on South Capitol Ave, the city will now be able to draw $600,000 annually in property taxes from that. So that is, for a city like Lansing, that's always looking for extra change, that's a huge chunk of change.
Have city officials specifically responded to that?
They haven't yet, but I imagine that if and when they do, they will answer that they're pleased.
We got to talk about one other important Michigan company. I hear CompuWare, which plays a really significant role in the Detroit and the Southeast Michigan economy, is unfortunately planning to cut jobs. What's going on?
Well, what we're hearing is that CompuWare plans to lay off more than 150 employees. This is part of a larger strategy to save about $60 million in the next 3 years, which is clearly not insignificant. They're going to do that partly by saving $23 million over the next 12 to 18 months. It's going to cost them, actually, $25 million or so to make these cost-cutting measures due to severance packages and whatnot. But, you know, between the layoffs and their plans to reduce or close office space in 16 different facilities, they're hoping to save $60 million. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch. CompuWare, as you mentioned, is huge. You know, they're founded by Pete Carmanos, who also founded the Carmanos Cancer Institute. He owns a professional hockey team. And they're huge in Detroit in terms of, you know, alongside Dan Gilbert, really rebuilding the downtown.
Yeah. Is their business slowing down, though? Is it a sales thing? Is it what's behind the need to cut jobs? Do we know?
They weren't specific, but you know, I sense that what we're seeing in the software hardware industry is sort of the same thing that we're seeing in a lot of other industries. Technology makes things more efficient, and so you know, everyone is transitioning in their own industries away from the way that they've been doing things to some way that sort of encompasses and accounts for all of these new efficiencies that sometimes result in folks losing their jobs.
Okay. Are they a hardware or a software or both?
I believe it's software, but it was not clear completely to me in the story.
Okay. I did manage to see really good U.S. auto sales numbers from February before this morning. What were the highlights and how are they being interpreted?
Well, this is the 12th straight month that domestic auto sales, which includes the big three and non-domestic automakers, so this is all units sold in the U.S., for the 12th straight month, those cleared a million, which is huge because that's a sign that the economy is rebounding, that folks are buying cars. They say it's due to pent-up demand. You know, for a long time, folks were sort of making do with what they had, whether it was fitting their needs or not because they couldn't afford a new vehicle. So now folks are sort of upgrading, their loosening credit market is helping folks to be able to afford new cars. So this is great news, obviously. This is a 4% increase since February of 2012. 1.2 million units were sold in the U.S. in February. So you imagine 1.2 million new cars on the road in February this year. And that's, again, 12 straight months now. The last time that we were under a million cars sold in the U.S. was January 2012. So this is, you know, good, consistent growth for the U.S. auto market.
How did GM do? Did they look especially good? Were they about average? What?
The big three combined, so that would be GM, Chrysler, and Ford, they combined for almost 560,000 units sold. So they're right around half of the market share when you put them all together, and they're all hovering around between 14 and 18% of market share. So that's pretty good when you consider the struggles of at least two of the big three in the last few years.
Did Lansing made cars fare pretty well?
I didn't see a specific breakout, but I have read that it's been difficult to keep up with demand for some of the newer models. So hopefully what that means is that Lansing made cars like the Traverse and the ATS will be increasing and driving that demand.
Yeah. And I see the, I do beg your pardon, the Lansing State Journal is putting its building up for sale. Where are they going? Are they moving?
Nobody knows yet. They mentioned, well, first of all, kudos to the City Pulse. They broke the story on Thursday afternoon. The LSJ then obviously had the best story with all the details on Thursday evening. And what they say is that the building is too big for their present operations. They've got about 150 or so employees there. But they simply don't need as much space as they used to, partly because they make a different product than they used to.
Sure.
So the building is assessed at about $1 million. It's huge. It's right downtown. And it's on the market now, or it will be on the market shortly. But it sounds like what the LSJ plans is to stay there until it sells. And then like the Free Press, which is also a Gannett-owned company, they're hoping to downsize into newer modern spaces like a lot of digital focus media companies are.
You can only imagine how many fewer employees there are inside that building, certainly in terms of reporting. I don't know about administration or otherwise, but
right. Yeah, there's there have been some interesting numbers coming out recently about the employee cutting at Gannett specifically. There's a wonderful blog called Gannett Blog that just follows this company, probably with some former employees tipping them off, but you know, it does appear that they lost around 2,300 employees from community newspapers in the last year, and that was sort of a difficult figure to get at, but it does speak to the same challenges that, you know, every news organization is having, which is how do you deliver a digital product and still make enough money to pay your quality staff?
And what are you working on briefly this week at MLive?
Goodness gracious. Well, we just heard this morning that the Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero plans to appoint a new city attorney, so we'll have that up this afternoon. I'll be following gas prices, wrapping up some best things to do in Lansing, just chock full of all kinds of good stuff for you this week.
All right, very good. And you enjoyed hosting?
I loved hosting. Keep that seat open for me, Mark.
MLive's Angela Whitrock joins us to talk about business and the economy every Monday morning here on Current State. Thanks, Angela.
My pleasure.